Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the Saints as the big playoff game approaches. Matter of fact, if you go to WWL.com, you can count down to kickoff. Not to be confused with the show that we do on Sunday. Anyway, 4 days, 5 hours, 50 minutes, and about 30 seconds from kickoff of that game. Quickly to Frank. Let me go to Frank before we go to Big Zach Streif. Hey, Frank, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How you doing? Did I hear you correctly? The mayor is saying she was only joking about the comments she made yesterday?
Yeah, and I think that's all she was doing. You don't?
But Tommy, I think she got a lot of heat from the business owners in her city because they really want this Super Bowl. I truly believe they don't care what team's in it. They wouldn't want the Atlanta in it because the Falcons in it. Because think about it, they ain't got the hotels ain't gonna boom, the restaurants ain't gonna boom.
Well, ain't much they can do about that now, is there?
Right. But you know, I just think she got a lot of heat on it, and I was kind of hoping the NFL would come down hard on it. Said, look, y'all see, they can no longer host Super Bowl because if you know to make a statement. Because look, think about the fans that's gonna travel over there. We're wearing some Saints uniforms, some Saints outfits. So will the residents look down at us or start some crap at us, you know?
I got you, Frank. I appreciate the call. I think it was just a joke. And let's face it, if you're wearing a Saints jersey in Atlanta, they're not going to view you very favorably anyway. But she did also bring up, as Zach Streif joins us right now, voice of the Saints, that she can't imagine a lot of Atlanta fans, and I hadn't even thought about the AFC side of this, being very thrilled to have a Patriots-Saints Super Bowl in Atlanta. How you doing there, Zach?
I'm doing great, Tommy.
Had you thought about
it?
Had you thought about the Patriots angle or not?
No, I had not.
It's like
hilarious.
Yeah, I can see where that would not be very appealing to the people of Atlanta after the 28-3 thing. Hey, tell me, Zach, as a player and as a play-by-play guy, is there such a thing as a team of destiny or stars being aligned or what have you?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. What I think it is that good teams find ways to make their own fortunes. And that fortune, obviously, if you get this far, is usually pretty good. But I think that these teams are built more on experience and more on the things that teams have been through. And I said this after the Minnesota game last year, was that moments like these build championship teams, that moments like these, that being the Marcus Williams missed tackle in the Minnesota game. Those situations have strange ways of building a team of character that can make it through an NFL season and win games and find ways to win games because that memory kind of remains. And I think it's more about that, more about what you've been through, more about the character of the guys that you have in the locker room and how that team comes together than it is about destiny, something that, you know, ultimately I think as a player you don't like the feeling of, well, it's out of my control one way or another.
You're out there in 09, you know, with the team in 09, and now you're pretty close to the team. I understand that, and you're the play-by-play guy. Do you see any comparisons in terms of attitude or differences or in terms of preparation or feel, however you want to say it, Zach, between now and then?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of comparisons. The first one would have been the draft class in 2017. Injecting a roster with a lot of very high-end, inexpensive talent that you can build your team around. In 2009, it was that 2006 class I was fortunate to be a part of, where you kind of fill the roster up with guys who are starting for you and playing at a very high level for you and still on your rookie contracts, same as 2017. And then I think the unity of a team, the ability of a team to play as one, how close is your roster? In 2009, we spent a lot of time together outside the building. I would say generally all of our time together outside the building. And this group's exactly the same. These guys are really close. You see all the locker room celebrations and you know, they're obviously having a good time together. And the last one is the competitiveness. I think that's the most important attribute that any championship team has, is the ability to compete at the highest level. And I've gotten to sit in there on a Thursday during practice and see Teddy Bridgewater challenge the defense. And it looks like a game. Mm-hmm. It's high intensity. There's so much competition, and that's how you build, rosters that can withstand, 14-0 deficits in the first quarter of playoff games.
2:05 on the game clock. Foles is in the gun. 2-by-2 formation. Snap gets off before the 2-minute warning. Foles in the pocket, throws. Pick. And the ball's intercepted.
Go
off
down.
The hands of Jeffries.
Go down.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Yes.
Marshawn Lattimore with his second interception of the game. Returns it to the 34. And better than any time this season, Saints, go take a photograph.
Talking to the voice of the Saints, whom you just heard there, along with Deuce McAllister, saying, get down, get down. So you guys, Zach Strief, do a little coaching from the press box too, don't you?
I think you heard Deuce. Deuce was losing it up there. He actually looked at me and apologized. I said, you don't have to apologize.
That's what I love about you two guys, man. I mean, you're so close. You played last year. Deuce, not that far removed from the team, and I think I'll do a great job. So tell me, when it comes to this destiny thing, I understand that the players like to feel that they're in control. And, for example, after the game last year against Minnesota, was the feeling it just wasn't our year, or was the feeling, you know what, A, we shouldn't have gotten that far behind to begin with, and B, we should have made the tackle and it shouldn't have come to that anyway?
Well, listen, and what's interesting is you could probably get a very different answer from Deuce than you will from me. Mm-hmm. So me as a player, I always felt and wanted to feel like everything was in our control, that everything that happened was a result of what we did or didn't do, because I think you find comfort in knowing that you kind of deserve what you get. And I think last year's game in Minnesota is a fair example of it, in that we proved very much so in the second half that maybe we shouldn't have fallen behind that much, mm-hmm. And yet we did, and it was on us that happened. And, we came back and you miss a tackle, and it's a tragic kind of moment. At the same time, you don't like feeling like, well, no matter what you did, no matter how hard you tried, no matter how much work you put in, it was never going to matter anyways. I always had issue with that as a player. So now there's a lot of guys that are very superstitious that believe very much like that things are destiny and fate. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's plenty of players that feel like, hey, this is our year. For me personally as a player, I never liked feeling that way.
In terms of, I know you break down a lot of film and watch a lot of film every week to get ready for the broadcast, and I don't know who would be better at it than you, as long as you played in the NFL. If the same, you're talking about falling behind, we fell behind 14-0 to Philadelphia, came back. From what you see of the Rams on tape compared to the team that we played earlier in the year and beat, the running attack that has changed, can the Saints afford to get down 14-0 against the Rams like they did against the Eagles?
Well, you certainly don't want to, but yeah. I also think this team can find ways to win football games in almost any situation. They've proven that over and over and over again this year, that they're not out of a football game, certainly ever in the first quarter. Now, it's not a team you want to do that against. It's certainly a group that we'd like to get a fast start on. You go back and watch the Rams-Dallas game. It's almost embarrassing what the front for Dallas looked like in that game. They got pushed all over the field. Mm-hmm. And I think that the offensive line for the Rams is very good. I think it's a very solid group. It's not a group that should be pushing the Cowboys' fronts around like that. And I don't know what that is. Again, I think these bye weeks are so much more valuable than people give them credit for. Dallas looked like a team that was running on E. And I think that's ultimately what happened to the Philadelphia Eagles as well. And I think there's a reason that you see, 2-1-2 seeds in the AFC and the NFC. I think it's difficult to play an extra game at the end of the season. So certainly for the Saints, stopping the run is going to be goal number one defensively. I think they need to shut down the running game like they did the first time that we played. And now, you know, with two running backs, they're going to get a more steady dose of it. But if there's a defense in football that I trust to do that, it's going to be the Saints at home in the Superdome.
All right, so I was talking earlier about having a hard time going to sleep, et cetera. Are you pretty confident going into the Dome this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be. You know, it's – listen, the Saints have not in Drew Brees' career in New Orleans, the Saints have not lost very many primetime games in the Superdome. Certainly not in these big ones. They're undefeated at home in the playoffs since 2006. And this is a team that, one, we've beaten. This is also a team that did not play very good football down the stretch. Mm-hmm. So you see a nice game last week against Dallas. This was not a team that was dominating people, throughout the end of the season. It just isn't. I think they played well last week. I think they found a way to not lose another home playoff game like they did last year to the Atlanta Falcons. I think that was a huge motivator for them. And now I think they have to get on an airplane. They have to fly 4.5 hours to New Orleans and come into the most hostile environment in the NFL to try to win a game on the road against the best team in football. And I think that's a pretty tall task.
Zach, I appreciate your time. I know you're doing a bunch of interviews. You're busy preparing for the game. The only thing I'd like to tell you is that I think you and Deuce do a tremendous job. I really do, and advise everybody to turn down the sound on a TV and turn you guys up and listen to you, because it doesn't get any more inside Saints than that. Thank you, my friend, for your time.
Appreciate it, Tommy. Y'all have a great day.
You too, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.